Hello, everyone. I'm Matt Mullen, and I welcome you to the January 16th, 2025 episode of FreePod. We want to remind you that any photos, phone numbers, or website addresses can always be found in the print version of our newscast on the FreePod website at freepod.org, which you can also navigate to and from our Facebook page or from the website of our partner station, WNIJ, National Public Radio in DeKalb. Now let's get started with the news you've been missing with my co-host today, Alan Wenzel.
Thank you, Matt. After being on the market for more than a year, the former Freeport-Stevenson County Visitor Center has a new owner. Connie Sorn, chairperson of the Freeport-Stevenson County Visitor Center Board, who owned the building, said the sale closed December 31st. BCG Group Incorporated has purchased the building and will be operating a nationwide online classic car dealership from that location. Sorn said the building's large spaces will likely serve as a showroom and expects to open in April. As required by the board's bylaws, proceeds from the building sale must be distributed to tourist-related nonprofit organizations in Stevenson County. Sorn also said the visitor center located on US 20 east of Freeport opened in 2005. The Greater Freeport Partnership eventually began leasing the building but ceased their use of the facility in April of 2023.
The Senior Resource Center recently launched a book club and is inviting the public to join. The group will meet the first Thursday of each month at 10:30 a.m. at the center. The program is free to attend and books will be provided for loan at no cost. The next meeting of the group will be Thursday, February 6th, to discuss the first book on the reading list, The Boys in the Boat by Daniel James Brown. To receive a copy of the book prior to the meeting, contact Anne Marie Walker at the center at 815-235-9777.
Rebuilding Together, Stevenson County, recently received a $25,000 grant from the Nicor Gas Foundation to support their operating costs associated with repairing homes, revitalizing communities, and rebuilding lives. FreePod looks forward to updating listeners on Rebuilding Together, Stevenson County's activities throughout 2025.
Peyton London, who played girls basketball for Aquin last year and transferred to Freeport High School after Aquin's program closed, has scored 1,000 points as a sophomore player at Freeport High School. London averaged 20 points per game as a freshman at Aquin, plus 7 rebounds, 4.5 assists, and 4.5 steals, and was named second team All-State in Class 2A. In her first game with the Pretzels against Morrison, she scored 34 points. She had 25 points in her first Nick 10 game against Belvedere, and just before the holiday break, she scored 30 points against Guilford. London's parents are Ron Jr. and Lucretia London of Freeport. In other student news, congratulations to the Freeport High School speech team for their fifth-place finish at the Grant Community High School Tournament.
The Freeport Art Museum is finishing up the installation of the Gateway Monument Sculpture this week at Freeport Arts Plaza. The gateway will mark the corner entrance of Douglas Street and Chicago Avenue. The interactive work of art was designed by husband and wife Freeport architect duo Andrea Schultz Winter and Scott Winter, and will serve as both an iconic passageway onto the Arts Plaza and as an historical marker. As visitors pass through the sculpture, they will be greeted by imagery and text that relays the history of the land and the development of the project. The sculpture also frames the mural wall on the opposite end of the plaza. Construction on the piece began in early 2024 and was fabricated by Accurate Metals Illinois in Rockford. It was funded through a combination of private family donation of $500,000, a donation of $250,000 from the Ferguson Foundation, and a $400,000 capital grant from the state's Rebuild Illinois program. Museum Executive Director Jessica Modica shared her enthusiasm for the much-anticipated day for the Freeport Art Museum, and that the piece marks the completion of the Gateway Project, which incorporates art and culture and has helped put Freeport and Freeport Art Museum on the map. Pivoting now to a story about recognition an Extension Office staff member recently received, Diane Reinhold, with the University of Illinois Extension Office here in Stevenson County, was recently honored with national and state awards for two of her extension programs. She won first and second place awards for her I Made That program and for her Food Allergies in Schools program. The I Made That program encouraged youth to try their skills in the kitchen by including cooking tips and fun activities, and the Food Allergies Program encourage schools to adopt good nutritional policies related to allergies and provided training for school kitchen staff on those issues. Congratulations, Diane.
Donors to the Foundation for Northwest Illinois can now receive a 25% state income tax credit for qualified contributions. The Illinois Gives Tax Credit Act will allow income tax credits for taxpayers who make authorized contributions to permanent endowment funds benefiting residents of Illinois or charities and charitable projects located in Illinois held by the Qualified Community Foundations, or QCFs. The Foundation for Northwest Illinois, formerly known as the Freeport Community Foundation, can provide additional information to interested donors on the Illinois Gives Act, which is the state's first charitable tax credit and became effective on January 1st.
Last month, five Highland Community College graduates received Distinguished Alumni Awards from the Highland Foundation. Honorees included Tamisha Bonvillian, Matthew Bordner, Delbert Bunker III, Deontay Collier Sr., and Daryl Wickman. Close to 16,000 students have earned certificates and degrees since the college and the foundation were established in 1962, with fewer than 200 of those students being named as distinguished alumni. A photo of these distinguished alumni appears in the print version of the FreePod episode, and more can be found out about their many achievements at Highland's website.
The YWCA of Northern Illinois has opened a new location in Freeport at 1255 West Empire Street near Empire School. The new office also now houses the Immigrant Family Resource Program and the Child Care Resource and Referral Program. The Child Care Resource and Referral Program helps families access affordable child care through referrals, parent education, and provider training, while the Immigrant Family Resource Program connects immigrant families and limited English speakers to public benefits that promote health, well-being, and economic self-sufficiency. The Freeport office is open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m., and appointments are strongly encouraged to ensure families received personalized help.
Because FHN has recently experienced an influx of patients with COVID-19, RSV, influenza, and colds, they have implemented mask-wearing guidelines and visitor restrictions throughout all of their facilities. Current visiting hours are now between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. daily, although they may be changed to promote further health and healing. All visitors must be 18 years or older and must check in at the registration desk. Only two visitors at a time are allowed in patient rooms. Masking is suggested for everyone. And masks are required for visitors exhibiting certain symptoms and are available at the information desk or nurses' stations.
Every growing season, corn and soybean producers have to make numerous management decisions that affect their bottom line. As agriculture technology and research advance at a rapid pace, it can be difficult to keep up with the latest recommendations. To provide producers with the latest research updates and to equip them with information that will help them confidently make these important decisions, the University of Illinois Extension will host the Northwest Illinois Agronomy Summit Wednesday, January 29th from 10 a.m. until 2:35 p.m. at the Highland Community College Conference Center. This year's conference will feature research updates from the University of Illinois' faculty specialist, highlighting best management practices in the areas of soil fertility, corn and soybean management, and weed control. Registration is $25 and is required to attend. To register or for more information about the Northwest Illinois Agronomy Summit, you can call the U of I Extension at 815-235-4125. On January 18th, the Freeport branch of the NAACP will host the Freeport Area's National Day of Racial Healing at the Stevenson County Farm Bureau building in Freeport at 210 West Spring Street from 9 to 1:30 p.m. The national celebration is dedicated to fostering understanding and promoting healing in our community. It brings people together to engage in meaningful conversations and activities that promote unity and respect. The event begins with a continental breakfast at 9 and is followed with keynote addresses by Jason Smith, Dean of Students and Restorative Trainer and Facilitator at Dundee Crown High School in Carpentersville, Illinois. The day continues with breakout sessions and panels through 1:15 p.m. The event is coordinated by a broad committee of community representatives and is free and open to the public. Reserve your spot at eventbrite.com by searching National Day of Racial Healing and selecting the Freeport location.
As we reported last week, Flight Radio 107 and the Eagles Club 70s and 80s Dance Against Cancer Ball will be held this coming Saturday, January 18th from 7 to 11 to raise funds for the Leonard C. Ferguson Cancer Center at FHN. The night will be filled with FHN guest speakers, a 50-50 raffle, silent auction, as well as featuring Chicago's DJ Flash spinning 70s and 80s tunes, and the Real Deal Band performing live. Tickets are $25 in advance, $30 at the door, and businesses can sponsor a table in their name for $100. For more information, contact the Eagles Club.
There's a lot going on around Freeport. As a reminder, if you are looking for something to do this week or any week, visit the Greater Freeport Partnership website and click on Weekly Events for a comprehensive listing of many entertainment and dining events and activities throughout Stevenson County. You can subscribe to their free weekly newsletter there too, and find a QR code in the print version of this newscast if you'd like to sign up that way. While you're signing up for more of what's going on in our community, you can also subscribe to the City of Freeport's monthly newsletter at their website, or by using another QR code that is included in the print version of this newscast.
With that, time's up for this week. Tune in again next Thursday at noon for more about what's happening in Freeport. And be sure to subscribe to us on your favorite podcast platform to receive alerts on when the next podcast airs. And you can always click through to our pods through our Facebook page or the website of our partner, WNIJ National Public Radio in DeKalb. As always, FreePod could not come to you without the Mass Communication Department at Highland Community College and our community liaisons and reporters. We're also grateful to WNIJ for partnering with us in reaching even more listeners, including Spanish-speaking community members. Thank you, Team FreePod. For more information, including how to make a tax-deductible contribution to support our work, visit our website at www.freepod.org. Again, I'm Alan Wenzel, here with Matt Mullen, thanking you for listening.